Alright, so 90 second opening statements, and we'll start with Christopher Taylor.
Excellent. Thank you very much, and I'm delighted to be here. I am Christopher Taylor. I'm a three-term council member from the 3rd Ward. I'm a lifelong Democrat, getting my start in electoral politics in 1987, working on the short but beautiful campaign of Paul Simon in Chicago. Like I said, I've been on the city council for 6 years now, and I sort of think that the city's, I think we're going in the right direction. You know, we're far from perfect. It's not Elysium, it's Ann Arbor. We live in Michigan. But I think we're doing the right things for the most part. We have improvements, but we can be confident that we're doing all right. If I'm elected mayor, I'd like to work on two piles of things, broadly speaking. Number one, all the basic stuff that that simply is the city's pleasure and obligation to provide: public safety, streets, snow, water, all the infrastructure that's underneath the ground. These are things that we simply have to work on. We simply have to get better at. But on the other hand, we could spend every last nickel we have on these things. They still wouldn't be perfect, and the city would be kind of a boring place. So if I'm elected mayor, I also work on affordable housing. I've been on the Parks Commission for 6 years, and our parks need to be beautiful and well-maintained. We can't stop climate change in the city, but we can. We ought to do our part, and we ought to make sure to help residents and businesses do theirs. Finally, I'm a supporter of public transit, non-motorized transit. These are things we have to work on. And attractive and vibrant downtown. Our downtown is our core. It's a jewel. It also has a character. And we have to find a way to balance that character with our growth. In 20 years, if we don't recognize the place, it's going to be a problem. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm Sally Hart Peterson, and I'm running for mayor. In order to bring new leadership and a new plan to Ann Arbor that will transform the economic growth that's ahead of us into much-needed revenue to pay for our priorities. These priorities, we've talked about them quite a bit. They include better roads. They include more beat cops downtown. They include safer mobility for motorists, pedestrians, cyclists, and for runners. There are two main components that reflect two of my priorities in this campaign. One is developing an economic strategy to grow jobs in Ann Arbor. I don't know how we can expect to fill our potholes without an economic strategy. The Washtenaw County Economic Development Report tells us that 12,500 jobs are coming to the county in the next 3 years. I want those jobs to come to Ann Arbor, but where are we going to put them? The plan, the economic strategy, will involve a plan to redevelop the downtown and our business quarters in ways that preserve the character and heritage of our community. The second piece is working more strategically with U of M. Ann Arbor is always going to be a fine place to live, work, and play because of all the jobs that they provide us and all the cultural diversity that they provide us. But they don't fill our potholes, and their police can't even enforce local ordinances. So they're going to have a new president, we're going to have a new mayor. It's time for a new attitude to really balance the town-gown relationships. Thank you.
Good morning. Those of you who don't know me, I'm Sabra. Most of you know me. That's because I come to nearly every Democratic Party meeting. And have been doing it long before I ran for council for the first time. When people ask me why I want to be mayor, I have to admit it, there are so many reasons and there are so many opportunities that it's often difficult for me to narrow it down to a 30-second soundbite. But here's your soundbite. I want all of the residents of Ann Arbor to not just live here but thrive here. And as mayor, I'll be committed to working full-time to meet the demands of the future and meet the needs of today. My style of leadership begins by respectfully engaging members of the community. If you look at my record on council, you can see that I've used this commitment to listening as the starting point for all the decisions I make. And I've made each decision thoughtfully and carefully and independently. Real leadership comes from recognizing problems, finding solutions, and never being afraid to admit that maybe the decision you made was wrong and reconsider it. And as council members, we have all confronted whether our decisions were right. I've never been even slightly hesitant to see the flaws in the decisions. which is why I proposed revising the downtown zoning. I remain grateful that members of council agreed with me. I see, I can't do it in 90 seconds. My ability to rethink, to consider, to evaluate is such a value to this community because you are all my advisors, and I appreciate that. As mayor, I will continue to listen not just to my friends and not just to your friends, but to everybody.
Thank you, Sandra. Next up is Stephen Cunningham.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you all for coming. I really also want to thank my colleagues here at this mayoral forum. I think it really does inspire all of us to get out and vote when we have competition. And this is probably the most competitive mayoral race we've probably seen in decades, for sure. I'm Stephen Kunstelman, and I also want to thank my wife, who is the dynamo behind my politics here in Ann Arbor, Letitia Kunstelman over here. Without her, I would not have the courage to stand before all of you. But that being said, I want to thank you for considering my candidacy for the office of mayor. I am honored that you are interested in my policy positions and that as a three-term elected official here in Ann Arbor. I want to make sure that you know that I've been a strong and effective voice for all Ann Arbor residents. Common sense and fiscal responsibility is the basis of governing. I believe in fairness and equity in the distribution of the city's limited financial and staff resources and have been a consistent advocate for investment in our infrastructure and funding of our parks and rebuilding of our public safety department. If elected mayor, I will continue to work cooperatively and graciously with my council colleagues with an emphasis on open and vigorous debate of all issues facing our great city. I am proud and humbled to have the trust, support, and endorsement of the following Ann Arbor City Council members: Sumi Kalasapathy of Ward 1, Mike Englund of Ward 5, Jane Lum of Ward 2, and Jack Eaton of Ward 4. I am confident that as mayor, I will prioritize public health, safety, and welfare as we all expect and as I have always done. Thank you.